You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay three nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Mic check. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. And today I am joined by Nate Sellers. Nate does some marketing for Huntworth, and Huntworth has recently, and I say recently, as of yesterday, has released their brand new camo pattern Vertec. And my dumb ass forgot to ask him, what does Vertec mean? And so I have no idea what Vertec means and why that is the name of this new camo pattern, but I'll try to find that out and get back to you. With that said, today's episode is dedicated to the launch of Vertec and all the questions that go along with launching a new camo pattern. I do have to ask a couple devil's advocate type questions in this episode, just because, like, a lot of companies say, oh, this product is revolutionary. This product is a game changer, blah, 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 so forth and so on. And a lot of us hunters throughout the years have been conditioned to be skeptical of any new product launch until we find confidence in it. And so I asked Nate these tough questions in this episode, and hopefully you guys like the response that he gives. But I will say that I've been wearing Huntworth now for, geez, 2.5 seasons, I believe it is. 2 full seasons for sure. And I really like their products, man. And I feel like they're definitely worth checking out. So on top of that, it's just a really good episode that involves not just Huntworth, but the camo industry as a whole. You know, we talk in generalities and we also talk in specifics on this episode. Now, before we get into today's episode, we do have to do a quick commercial break here, and we're going to talk about Code Blue Scents. If you are looking for any type of real or synthetic deer urine, if you're looking for any type of scent elimination products, sprays, laundry detergents, shower gels and shampoos, or my favorite, the Rope-A-Dope Mock Scrape Kit, you got to go check out codebluescents.com. I do have a discount code NFC20 for 20% off. Next on the list is the Feed Hub. If you are able to run feeders where you hunt, I strongly suggest you guys checking out the Feed Hub. And what the Feed Hub is that it is a device that attaches to any spin cast feeder that allows you to remotely monitor your feed levels, remotely adjust feeding times, remotely run an unclogged cycle of your feeder. And it's basically a tool that allows you to be more efficient when you need to go visit and maintain and fill your feeders. On top of that, it's a great tool that allows you to run it remotely through the Moultrie mobile app. So if you want to find out more information about the Feed Hub, go to MoultrieMobile.com and just check out the Feed Hub, man. It's right there on top of the page. It's their brand new product. And if you run Moultrie Mobile trail cameras, then you can run the Feed Hub in conjunction with all that. It's already on the app. So next on the list is Reveal trail cameras. And I don't know if I've talked about this already, but I now have 8 reveal trail cameras up and running throughout 240 acres of a property that I have access to. And I'm pretty jacked about it, man. I'm already starting to get really good deer movement on these cameras. And I'm always skeptical about cell cams and what it actually takes to get them up and running and get them out in the woods. For 8 cameras, it took me 15 minutes total. And a majority went into the first one so I could learn how to do it. The learning curve is extremely small. You scan a QR code, you click a button, and you're ready to take pictures. And so that way, when I got out into the woods, I set my trail camera up, I turned it on, and I walked away. And now I have 8 trail cameras sending me pictures of all the velvet bucks on the properties that I have access to. So I'm pretty stoked about that. So the best thing to do, if you want to find out more information about the brand new Reveal 3.0X and the 3.0 Pro trail cameras, visit tacticam.com/cameras, and all that information is going to be there. So that's it. Good vibes in, good vibes out, and we will talk to you next time. Enjoy this episode with Nate Sellers of Huntworth. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today I can't even talk some days. Like, I bet you if you open my brain up, it would just look like applesauce in there.
Nothing's connected. It's just enough, a giant puddle. Yeah.
Of mud, and I don't know why applesauce. That's like the best description of my brain right now.
It works.
Yeah. Nate Sellers, man, how are we doing?
I'm doing all right, buddy. Thanks for having me on. This is going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, question number one. Do you have trail cameras out right now?
So I'm weird. I don't even like running trail cameras.
That's weird.
It's super weird. I know.
You're weird.
It's
weirdo.
Weirdo. I hunt like 99% public land in Pennsylvania. And so it is predominantly sticky fingered people all over public. It's very high pressure, lots of people. And so I've just found, you know, fewer people find my spots, fewer people interact with my spots and steal my cameras and so on. So I don't even run them anymore. I started doing that last year and ended up shooting the biggest buck of my life here in PA while doing that. So I'm just going to keep doing it this year.
Well, and that way you don't have to worry about any of the rules and regulations and new laws and things like that.
And that, there's that giant 10 point. I know he's in here and you never see him. All you can just lose countless hours of sleep. Nah, I don't live with it.
Yes. I will say this, though. That's a good idea. Because although I love checking out pictures of velvet deer, I just recently had an episode of the Nine Finger Chronicles where I was talking to Jeremy Dinsmore of Antler Up, and we were talking. Excellent dude. And we were talking about trail cameras and things like that. I love them. I love using them in the strategy. You know, obviously, I hunt a majority of private ground here in Iowa. But with that said, if they said, you know what, no more trail cameras, period. I would have to adjust my strategy a little bit, but I don't think I'd be really butthurt about it.
No, I mean, it does not bother me whatsoever. It's cool. You know, I own an archery shop here in Central PA, so I got a lot of guys coming with their phone. Hey, while I'm working on their bow, look at this cool picture of this deer in velvet. Here's his shed from last year, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like I don't like them or don't appreciate them or approve of them. I don't know. It's just something not for me anymore. It's just less time. I don't have as much time as I used to be able to scout and run cameras and let them soak or, you know, whatever it may be. And so I get just as much thrill kind of e-scouting, walking into a place brand new, you know, checking all the weather things and all that sort of stuff. And then walking in and killing something that, even if it's not the biggest deer on the property, it gets me fired up every single time.
Amen, man. Amen. All right. Archery shop. You own an archery shop too. I just have this question. When does the rush start for you to get bows set up for, let's say, an October 1 opener?
About 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So the October 1 opener in Pennsylvania, that's very real. A lot of places across the country open up like September 15th. So like bow shops have been getting busier, you know, in other states. Yep. But in Pennsylvania, we're like in that October 1 timeframe. So about 2 weeks ago, right after 4th of July, it starts kind of picking up a little bit. And then we just get pounded all of August. All of August, we get pounded. First 2 weeks of September, we get pounded. So yeah, it's I'm busy right now, to say the least.
So post 4th of July is when it starts to get busy. When do you wish people would start bringing their bows in?
12 months a year. Like I would love the day that archery season ends in Pennsylvania if people started walking into my shop, which our late season archery is like January 15th-ish. I would love for the rest of the month of January, people walked in and that is inarguably the smartest time to do it. You know, if you know, this is my last year on these strings, I need them replaced, do it in January. What do you, you're not pulling, most guys aren't pulling their bow out anyway until after turkey season to kind of start thinking about shooting them again. So you might as well do it in January where lead times are short. I'm slowed down. It's very easy. That's the best time to do it. No, they all wait till July, August, September.
They all do.
I'm
doing it right now. I'm waiting. I don't know why. I don't know if I'm going to get new strings on my bow this year or not. I usually like to run them 2 years in a row.
Minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so outside of that, I don't know. We'll see if I want new strings or not this year. But the good thing is if I don't get new strings, I still have to get arrows made for this year. And then once the arrows are made, then I can start shooting heavier again and get conditioned. Although I should be conditioned 24/7, but
24/7, 365, man. Like I tell guys, like it's never about the arrow or the tuning. It's about how well you shoot every single time. If the guys that come in, and this is true, this is a PSA. If you come in and shoot your local archery shop's indoor winter league, I know paper might not be your thing, big colored spots, but that makes you a better bow hunter, hands down. Never does anybody come out of paper season a worse archer than what they started, and particularly just your common bow hunter. They never do. They always improve. They always get better. And they're always looking to do it again. It rolls right into 3D season, rolls right into the summer. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I need to shoot more, but then I also probably need less kids, a less demanding job. I need less activities.
It's all the things. I mean, that's true. Like if you have kids, if you young kids in particular, which you and I both have, you have 17 different jobs with you and I both have shooting your bow is like, it gets really put, it's not even on the back burner. It's like next to the stove. Exactly. So it's one of those things where you know you desperately need it. It's such a passion of yours, but you just don't have time for it. And it is tough to make time. It really is.
Yeah. Enough of my excuses and how worthless of an archer I am. So today is what? Tuesday the 30th? Is that right? Yeah, Tuesday,
that is
August,
right.
July 30th. And we got some news, and I found this out last year that you guys were going to be developing a new camo pattern, but we're coming up on launch date here pretty soon. So to start this off, when is the launch date for Huntworth's new camo pattern?
So Huntworth Vertec, the brand new camo pattern, which I'm wearing for all of our video viewers for 2024 is August 1st, 2024 will be available for purchase on our website. It is not replacing anything in our lineup. It's a new addition to our lineup. So we'll still have our other two great patterns in Tarn and Disruption. So much work has gone into Vertec. I mean, just years of R&D-ing. The pattern has gone through so many different iterations. It's not even funny. And what we've landed on has just been phenomenal. The feedback from our staff, the people that have been trying it out for the past year, taking it all across the country, all across the globe, success in Africa, Mexico, all 50 states, Alaska, I mean, everywhere. And it has just been tremendous feedback, and we could not wait to share it with the world on August 1st.
Okay. Now, you hyped it up. You did a really good job. You got to hype it, but I need some details now, okay? And so the first thing is, okay, Huntworth, already a well-established camo company. You guys have excellent materials. You guys have excellent products, blah, 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 blah. All right. We can talk about that until we're blue in the face. You guys are when we say you're an established brand, you just look around the industry. Lots of people are talking and wearing Huntworth gear. All right. So, but why does the hunting industry, why do hunters need another camo pattern to choose from?
That is an excellent question that we get weekly. It is. Yeah. And it's, you think about, oh, how can you improve a jacket or pants or bibs or vest or something like that? You know, is it really necessary? One thing that we saw at Huntworth was a massive gap between people who prefer, you know, your traditional twig and leaf, your photorealistic, you know, it tries to make you look like a tree, a pile of sticks, a pile of leaves, right? And then your very modernized camouflage that's digitalized, very abstract, odd color palettes, right? And so you have very two distinct worlds of people who wear those particular types of camouflage. I'm not saying that you can't take that pattern one place or the other. That's what I'm saying. But in terms of preference, that's really what they've gravitated towards. And one thing that we wanted to try to do was try to bring those worlds together, offer a camouflage pattern that has the color palette of your traditional twig and leaf, have some of the abstract realism of that photorealistic style pattern, but then also bring in all the modern technology that we have to create such a random pattern, not digitalized, but a random pattern that allows you to see in, you know, you think you see tree bark, you think you see twigs, you think you see branches, but then based on that color palette and that schema, we're after a larger depth of field. So we have a pattern in Vertec that has a fore, mid, and background. And if you actually sit there and look at the pattern at different distances, it maintains.
This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
Its breakup function over those different distances. So allowing it to not only work as the pattern's intended, but also to kind of bring in those that are using your older style patterns and appealing to those that want a more modern look and a more modern approach to camo. Because let's be honest, camo in today's world is predominantly driven towards the hunter, not the whitetail's eye, not the elk's eye, the turkey's eye. And so if we can kind of bring the usefulness towards all big game species and all small game species and everywhere else you might be able to use it, and then appeal to both worlds, it's just a win-win.
So what is the conversation like at the Huntworth round table? You know, when you guys are starting to discuss, what does this camel pattern need to look like? Like, how much of that conversation is actually about hunting and not about, oh, it's got to look good on a rack?
So yeah, that's a great question. It really is. And one thing when I, you know, came on board with Huntworth and I was working with our graphic design team and we were putting this in the field and we're taking pictures of it, is we wanted this to actually function. So we took out multiple different pattern iterations and we're standing in snow. We're standing in brush, green, brown, totally barren, sagebrush, South Dakota. We gave it to our staffers who were able to do all this sort of stuff. And we have been going through multiple iterations of the pattern. So that way, when we see a guy in South Dakota at 300 yards, it looks the same at 30 yards. When we put a guy in the Eastern hardwoods at 100 or 10 yards, bow hunting or rifle range, it still works, right? So sure, we need it to look good on a rack, right? We need it, you know, to be able to sell. Some guy looks, he puts that on, he's like, oh yeah, I look awesome today when I go shoot this buck of a lifetime. But at the same time, the amount of hours that we have put in behind the scene to build this pattern from the ground up and to make it work across all terrains in the United States, we've tested it in Africa, Mexico, everywhere. It has been a lot. It has been easily 10 to 1 actual, hey, this looks good on a rack versus, hey, 10 times the amount of this actually functions in the field exactly the way we want it to.
How do the people that you communicate with determine what or how a camo quote unquote functions?
That's a great question. We often are you know, concerned ourselves. Is this really actually functioning? Or is it just kind of doing what every other camo has done?
Yeah.
And so, you know, one thing we definitely wanted to test over the past year was deliberately pushing it into very odd situations. So throw a guy in a completely barren tree. I mean, totally wide open, skyline, the whole thing, worst case scenario. Sitting out in an open field in turkey season, completely no tree to back yourself up against. How does it still function against those game species? Because turkeys have incredible eyesight. You can't really fool an elk if he doesn't like it. And if you see, if a whitetail skylines you, it's over. And so when we put those in those positions, we saw the same performance or better performance than our current two patterns. And when we saw that, the proof is in the pudding then at that point. You know, we can be, you know, I took this out in turkey season. I'm sitting up in the middle of a logging road, deliberately sat myself in the middle of a logging road, nothing around me. And I had a hen walk up to me to the point that I could almost reach out my gun barrel and bonk her in the head. That is functionality. That is really showing us that that is proof in the pudding that this camo pattern is functioning at the same level or even a higher level than what we've been able to create in the past.
Okay. So one of the goals, it sounds like, was for you guys to come up with a pattern that is functional in any environment.
Absolutely.
Okay. How do you do that?
So one thing that, like I alluded to earlier, is creating the depth of a pattern. So in a tree, you've got a lot of skyline, got a lot of open pockets. You have a lot of reflection in the tree. People think that, you know, when you're in a tree stand, everything's just kind of dark. Well, if you actually look down through the woods, either during golden hour, first thing in the morning, or even definitely in the middle of the day, there is light and shadows everywhere. So you have to have the ability to have a high contrast in your pattern. But you can't just go straight contrast. You can't just go black on white, right? You're not a killer whale floating through the woods, right? So you have to be able to throw in other colors that complement that contrasting pattern. So, you know, we have mixtures for the video viewers. We have patches of kind of this rust orange color, right? That's a huge part of the fall. The green that you would experience in the spring and early season and whitetail, elk, so on and so forth. So you get the skyline help when you're actually silhouetted up in a tree because you have the contrast of light and dark where you lose a lot of that, particularly when you're backlit. But then, of course, we actually have the colors that blend in when you're on the ground and when you're, you know, ascending, descending tree, you're actually covered up in foliage. That pattern has to fit in a wide range of light and dark scenarios, but then also different types of foliage, different size of trees. And when we add in the illusionary finer details, those things make it look like, again, you're a pile of sticks, you're a pile of leaves, which is something that has worked for decades in older style patterns.
Okay. And now as like, what did this process, how long did this process take from the time you guys kind of got together and said, hey, listen, we want to come up with a new pattern to today, which today's Tuesday, we're going to be launching this on a Thursday or a Friday. And so we're going to be 2 days into official launch.
Yeah. So we started, when I say we, the whole team, I mean, there's people don't understand how much work goes into developing a camo pattern, developing the clothing that it goes on. I mean, we've got a team of 10, 15, 20 people around the clock working on this in various different facets. And Vertec kind of started as a brainchild almost 3 years ago, kind of this idea of how do we bring the two worlds together? That's where Vertec kind of started, you know, the modern abstract digital and the old traditional style patterns. How do we bring those two worlds together? What kind of colors do we then bring into those things? And we've probably had no fewer than 15 or 20 different iterations of Vertec over the years, testing it out in different fabrics, testing it out with different, you know, how does it handle up in windproof films? How does it look on this fleece versus this Trico type shell, a waterproof design? How does it function? We want it to look on a lightweight garment the exact same way it would look on a heavyweight garment. Because if it totally changes the color schema, then it's not worth creating. It's not worth producing, right? You want to be able to take that pattern everywhere with you. You don't want it to be just your early season pattern, just your late season pattern. So once we finally were going into production, we had prototypes coming out. We've had over a year of actual in-the-field testing. I started taking it out last whitetail season and then all through the late season into the turkey season. So here we are sitting a year later of huge amounts of R&D testing. I think about 15, 20 different staffers, about 10 different bow kills and firearm kills, some on film, some just with pictures. And it has just been phenomenal. The feedback, the imagery we've been able to see, the film we've been able to see, how the animals interact when they come into the space, particularly in bow hunting when they're so close. So there's been a lot of work put into this, and I'm so excited that it's over, that the launch is actually here. We get to share it with everybody.
This is a random question, but I feel like companies have to wade through a lot of this type of yes men mentality when they hand out. Okay, so I'm just going to be honest here. You guys pay me, right?
Right.
For advertising space. There's other people that, you know, they get paid by product, like certain companies and things like that. So obviously there's two things. I want to work with a company that has products that will increase my hunting experience for the positive. And I want to continue to get paid and have a relationship with these.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you guys to wade through all of the, oh dude, this is revolutionary. This is so awesome. Oh my God, this is, because really, that may not matter as opposed to Joe Blow, who is actually paying full retail price for your products.
Yeah. So as so I'm the pro staff manager for Huntworth as part of my R&D stuff and all the things I do for e-com. And so you hear from me regularly, right? All of our staffers hear from me on a regular basis. And one thing that I will tell anybody is that our staffer base is very broad spectrum. I think broader spectrum than almost any other company in the industry. We have guys that are social media influencers. They have a couple hundred followers on Instagram, Facebook, but they're from Michigan, the heart and soul of bow hunting world, right? Or Pennsylvania or Iowa. And I need their feedback because they are the heart and soul of it. So they're on our staff, right? We send them a jacket, we need your feedback on it. All the way up to high-end television shows that are on the Outdoor Channel, the Sportsman's Channel. And we need their feedback as well. Right. But the further you go up the ladder, you're right. It feels like, maybe there might be a little more yes men. But at the end of the day, because the spectrum is so broad, I get actual feedback from this guy. I get feedback from this state. And he took it on this hunt. It was this temperature. It was this kind of weather. And one of the things I always will tell the staffers, I've told you this and everybody else, is because you're part of the product and you're going to have an ad read for it, you're going to have a product review on a sponsorship of it, wouldn't you feel better on the inside if you gave me positive feedback or negative feedback and you saw that get changed? Because then later on down the road, you're going to be using that product. And if it's something you kept your mouth shut about and you didn't like it in the first place, well, then you shot both of us in the foot. So absolutely. I love hearing all the negative feedback. I want every single piece of criticism. And the owners, Neil and Karen, they've owned Huntworth since 2001. Born in the steel city of Pittsburgh. If there's a group of people that understand the working class bow hunter, right? The common man bow hunter, as you say, paying full retail price, it's us. I mean, I would put us up against anybody in that regard. And so we need the feedback of everybody. And a lot of our staffers respond to that in a very positive way. We don't have a lot of yes men. We need people to tell us exactly what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I'll tell you this, man, I've sat in with some companies before who I almost feel like that the conversation was just, the term I'm looking for? It was just like, just to cover bases. It really, they already had the product made and there wasn't going to be any like different versions that came out of this conversation. But I will say this, there's one thing that really pisses me off, and is if there is a product that does not work or I feel doesn't make me as confident as I need to be going into the woods, and I just straight up won't use it. I won't use products like that anymore, because in the past they've cost me deer and I don't want that to happen anymore. So it's cool to, and I know some of the guys who represent Huntworth, and they're stone cold hardcore hunters who they don't care. All they want to do is hunt and kill big deer or hunt, period. And so if they hold their tongue and it costs them something, they just won't do it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Yeah. No, and we get it. Like, we'll get guys that'll go out on a hunt and they'll be like, hey, I tried this thing out. It sucks. We need to fix it. Cool. Yep. What do we need to fix? What didn't you like about it? And we go and we take it and we take it to the plan. We take it to design. Whatever we need to do, because just launching something for the sake of launching something and saying we did this thing, that does us as a company no good. It does you as a consumer or staffers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do anybody any good. And I'm a hunter, right? I'm in the exact same boat as someone who, you know, is working with pro staff and working in the R&D side. I'm just as picky as they are. I'm not going to settle for something that I was like, yeah, this is kind of there, but it's not. I need it to be all the way there, because I don't want it to sack. I have limited, we talked earlier in the show, we have young kids. We have limited time to hunt. I don't want to blow my few opportunities because of a piece of equipment that I'm wearing that I'm quote unquote sponsoring. That's just not working for me. Doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And that's why I like you guys, because the changes do come. If enough people are like, dude, this cuff sucks, this pocket sucks, this pack sucks, things like that. So kudos to you guys for that. Now, as far as the camo pattern itself, we're getting ready to launch, have this launch. Is it going to be available right off the bat in all products throughout your product line?
90%+ of our products are ready to go August 1st. So we are not adding any new products. So this is a new pattern on existing products. So all of our heat boost line that people absolutely love, all the warmth without the bulk, it's all going to be there. Our lightweight stuff, our midweight stuff, like the Elkins, which is a super popular garment for like the rut time frame, it's all going to be available there. We have a few odds and end pieces that were not fully ready to go. We had to tweak some things with them, as we've described. We had to tweak a few things before they're fully to launch. But 90%+ is going to be on the website, and it's going to be ready to roll come August 1st.
Awesome. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Any other interesting facts about this new Vertec line, or things that people need to know about?
In terms of the interesting facts about Vertec, and I strongly recommend you actually give this a shot, whether you see it in a clothing rack in a retail location or you buy it from online, actually take it outside and do the things that we're describing this pattern can do. I don't care if you just hang it in a tree in your backyard and you walk away 20 yards and you stand in the middle of your development road and see it from 100 yards, whatever it may be. Actually see how the pattern interacts. It is not just marketing. It's not just ploy. The amount of innovation that has gone into the actual function of this pattern is just truly mind-blowing, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited to have people actually see that firsthand. So I strongly recommend you try it, because there has been so much work that's gone into develop that kind of abstract reality to the pattern, and particularly in so many different color palettes.
Awesome. All right. So now Vertec, right? Go check out Vertec, brand new lineup. Is your website going to be updated tomorrow or the day after with all this new stuff?
Yeah, so the website's getting an overhaul, kind of a facelift. It's still going to function the same, but we're going to have all the Vertec on there. It'll be right there front and center as you jump on the website, huntworthgear.com. Vertec's right there. You can shop Vertec. You can also check out all the other patterns we have. We've Tarnin, which is a great pattern. Disruption, which is a true digital pixel pattern. You can definitely check them all out there. And I love Disruption. It's my absolute baby. But Vertec is definitely going to be there along with everything else.
Yeah. And then so is this eventually going to take away another, are you going to take away a pattern, or are you going to keep all three of them?
As of now, what I've been told is that all three patterns are here to stay. And I don't see us taking away anything. They complement each other, and they're so different from each other. Tarnin's more of a horizontal pattern. I kind of call it a horizontal tree bark pattern. It's obviously very organic in its elements. It's not straight photorealistic tree bark. Disruption's a true digital pattern. It's totally different. So we have Vertec now, which is trying to bring photorealistic and the modern element. So we have three very different patterns from each other, three very different color palettes from each other. They complement each other too well. I don't see any of them going anywhere anytime soon.
Gotcha. While I got you here, I do have to ask, do you guys have any new products coming or have been launched since the beginning of the year that we need to know about, or?
Nothing new that has been launched yet. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. September, October is going to be a cool month for us. And then we've got some big stuff coming for 2025. Okay. But that's down the road. But yeah, we have a few more things coming down the pipe that are brand new for us in the September, October timeframe, and then a full big new thing in 2025, which is still in the works.
Okay. I was a little pissed. I saw Jeremy Dinsmore. He put out a little Instagram deal, and he had the new pattern this past season.
Listen,
how do I get on the list, dude? I need to get on the list.
You're not a medium.
Oh, yeah. people who are mediums get
people
all of
who
the good
are
stuff.
So I needed a medium sized model. Okay. And for those don't know, go listen to Jeremy over the Antler Up podcast, part of the Sportsman's network here. But Jeremy is local to my shop, and I needed a guy who I knew was good with the camera and was also he's small. Let's be honest. Yeah. He's small.
Okay.
So yeah, no, he's good. But seriously, if I had extras, I would have given you some. Truth be told, I don't even have it all. This is like one of my few shirts I even have. Most of it's actually been given out to staffers. So the stuff I have is for photography. I got to keep it clean. So yeah.
I got a couple buddies who, either before launch or, during launch, I get like out from a random company, I'll get like a box of like, I don't know, trail cameras or whatever they're trying to buy, but they go and try to buy it and they're sold out. And then I hear it. They're like, oh, you got your promotional gear, but I can't even buy a damn whatever it is. And yep. I respond by taking a picture of it and then sending it to them.
Which is the best way to respond.
Exactly.
That's the best way.
Exactly. There's perks with what I do for a living for sure.
There is.
So,
there is.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys are doing throughout the course of next year into 2025. Sounds like it's like on a scale of little, medium, big, like, is this going to be something huge or
it's a 10?
It's a 10. Oh my
God. It's a 10. It's exciting.
Is Huntworth going to start launching cellular trail cameras?
No, we're going to stick. We're going to stick with premium quality clothing and gear. But
there you go.
But it is. It's going to be. Huntworth is really rapidly expanding. We're doing a lot of really awesome things that I'm so excited. I'm so excited to share Vertec with everybody. I can't wait to share what everything else is going on.
Perfect. Again, huntworthgear.com. Go check it out. And when by the time this launches, their website should be up to date and hold all of the new garments with that pattern on it. Nate, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to school us on the new pattern and Huntworth, man.
It's been absolutely my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Everybody go check out huntworthgear.com. Can't wait to see you.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.